Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it is Wednesday of the 11th week of Ordinary Time, and we're talking about how to address the division in our country right now. And there is a lot of division. Now, one of the things that I recognized a long, long, long time ago, it was about 20 years ago, when I was warning that our country was walking down a path where exactly what you're seeing today is pretty much what I knew you would see. Now, I have to be straightforward. I had no idea about a virus coming or anything else, but I knew that there would be this point where we would be in this position. Because it was obvious, all the signs were there and everything else, and I knew what was going on. Well, one of the reasons for that was that there was this attitude that you see that became a predominant attitude in this division. And an attitude that I've talked to you about before, which I think comes from Saul Alinsky, it's people demanding their world their way. They want the world the way they want it. And politically, that's what they're doing. I want my world my way. Now, there may be legitimate complaints that people may have that they're trying to fix in the way their world is operating. But instead of coming from a more spiritual perspective, they're coming from this perspective, which is, I, as I say, I think they learned through Saul Alinsky, where they're demanding their world their way. So they're taking whatever steps to get that. And that's the political battle. But what's happening is people are responding who disagree with where the country is going using the same tactics. So they're using political tactics to fight political tactics. Well, that might say that makes sense. Well, hold on. If I come back and say, as I said yesterday, if you look and realize that you need different tactics because you're not fighting people, which is what you're going to do if you walk down this political avenue, but if you're fighting spiritualities, then that's a different battle. And the whole goal of the spiritual battle is not to defeat your enemy over there, because remember, our battle is not against human forces. It's to come to a win-win situation that benefits all, and that's working for the common good. So that is a spiritual battle, and a spiritual battle is done spiritually. Now, let me give you an example using the January 6th event. People using all different words to describe what happened on January 6th, so I'm just going to call it the January 6th event. And that was a political battle that turned into a physical battle that was destructive across the board, but especially for those who were the ones who entered into Congress. And the whole thing was they were trying to what they call stop the steal. I was absolutely against these stop the steal rallies from square one. I just absolutely against it. Should not have happened. I was even more so against the fact that there were Catholics involved in that and these stop the steal rallies. And here's the reason why. You can see that, A, this rally didn't really accomplish anything but cause greater destruction, and it certainly didn't resolve the issue that people were concerned about. The issue did resolve, but it wasn't because of this whole Stop the Steal rally or this congressional action. And people were concerned about there were improper realities of the election. And people still are talking about that. That's a whole different discussion I'm not getting into. And there's a reason for that. What we have to look at is what is the spirituality behind it and how do you address the spirituality? Now, our Constitution had different processes in place to deal with irregularities. And those were in place. People may agree or disagree with how they were handled. That's a whole different ballgame. That's out of my jurisdiction right here, because I'm talking about something completely different. So how was the best way to respond to concerns along that ways? Well, we're talking about a spiritual battle that needs to be addressed spiritually. And you want to think about this. What is the best way to fight a spiritual battle that needs to be addressed spiritually? Fight a battle that leads you closer to Christ. Always. And leads others closer to Christ. So as Catholics, if there were people that were really concerned about how that day was going to turn out, and they were Catholics, which I assume they were, who were involved in the Stop the Steal rally, then it shouldn't have been there. What should have happened, and granted, this is 2020 vision behind hindsight, or what Monday morning quarterbacking, but what should have happened is there should have been a prayer service of all kinds of people, especially within the Catholic community, over at the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception. That is the basilica that represents the Catholics in the United States. And that's making a showing, say, we are praying that the Lord work and do what is needed in this process. And go from there. That's where it belongs. It doesn't belong in some kind of movement that happened outside of Congress, especially when there's gallows present. If you walk in some place and someone has gallows present, just even as a tool of protest, you don't belong there. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at Catholic Audio Media.com. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, check out the archives of the show, check out our Substack newsletter. You can check out all kinds of things. CatholicAudioMedia.com. So let me go back to this issue here. We have some things we're looking at, and those things that we're seeing in light of, you know, some of the events that have caused great division in our country. And as I said, one of the things that we need to do is we realize that there is a battle being fought politically, but we as Catholics realize that the real issue is a spiritual battle, so it should be fought in air quotes, it should be fought spiritually. And one of the things I talked about is the January 6th event, which I don't believe any Catholic belonged there, even though I know there were some. I know I don't know any who were there, but just by extrapolating, I'm sure there were Catholics there. And what should have happened instead, it was some kind of prayer service over at the Basilica. Because you're recognizing that there is a need for a Catholic response, but we are always, and this is where the key thing is, we're always called to be witnesses to the gospel. We're not witnesses to what is right or wrong. We're witnesses to Christ, who leads us to what is right and away from what is wrong. You see, everything is focused on Christ. That's where we need to be. If you're going to look to see what's really at the bottom of the division is what I said, is people saying, I want my world my way. Catholics and other Christians believe in doing what is best for the common good, which is why we don't say, I want my world my way. It is, I want my world God's way. Remember, we do not say during the Our Father, my will be done. We go, your will, may your will be done is actually what we say. May your will be done. If you want to use the traditional language, may thy will be done. That's what we say to the Father in the prayer. That's what we stand for. We don't stand for, we want to build our country the way we think it should be. We stand for, we want to build our country the way God wants us, wants it. Therefore, we have to listen to the Lord to understand how he wants it. And if we're not praying, if we're not inviting the Lord into everything we do, if we're not learning how to deepen our prayer, if we're spending time putting our action, but not praying, we need both, then we're not going to be able to understand where is it the Lord is calling us. And we're going to end up doing some destructive things. And even in the reason they're going to be destructive is some of them going to be stupid. Sorry, use the straight word. We have to be rooted in prayer first. Now, our prayer has to bring action. All the saints taught that. All the saints taught that. You can be a person of prayer, but your prayer also has to be action, but your action has to be rooted in prayer. So those two things go together. If we're not doing those two things, then we're going to end up either praying when we should be acting or acting without prayer, which is going to lead us to cause more division. So that's where we really belong in this home. That's where our battle begins. And our battle begins in prayer and action. And our ultimate goal is not my will be done or I want my world my way. It comes right from the Our Father, that we hallow God's name and that his will be done. Therefore, that is our ultimate call. And you and I have a huge responsibility to do this because we need to show the light of Christ during this rather unique time in our country. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the... actually tomorrow. So we will see you then. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.